Turning to news at the Vatican, and tomorrow marks the second anniversary of Pope Benedict's election as Pope. Emma McCarthy now looks back on two eventful years.
First, there was smoke. Then there were bells. Most people were incredulous that after just the fourth ballot of conclave, a name of one cardinal had found consensus among electors. But their doubts were soon put to rest after the doors of St. Peter's balcony opened and the then protodeacon of the College of Cardinals, Medina Estefes, stepped forward to pronounce those words that millions worldwide had been waiting to hear, the name of the 264th successor of St. Peter.
Annuncio vobis gaudium magnum, habemus papam. Eminentissimum ad reverendissimum Dominum, Dominum Iosephum, Sancte Romanae Ecclesiae, Cardinalem Ratzinger.
The newly elected Pope's greeting to the Universal Church that historic and balmy April evening was the first glimpse many had ever had of the man who became Pope Benedict XVI.
Cari fratelli e sorelle,
dear brothers and sisters, after the great Pope John Paul II, the cardinals have elected me, a simple, humble worker in the Lord's vineyard.
But 2 years on, what impressions has this humble and reserved father of the church made on his flock?
I think he's cool.
I think he's very personal, and I think he gives very beautiful reflections that give you a lot to think about.
Jesuit theologian Father Jerry O'Connell supports this theory.
I remember him 40 years ago. I lived next door to him at the University of Tübingen. He's been preaching and speaking very well in a way that's clear and well organized. And so there's a kind of direct line then from his pedagogical skills as a theologian professor and what he's been doing as a pontiff.
And his appeal as a teacher shows no sign of abating. Over 3.3 million registered people made a point of coming to the Vatican last year to meet and get to know their Pope. I'm Emma McCarthy.